Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, guys, in God's News Behind the News, right now they're talking about how all this rain in the spring has delayed the farmers from being able to start their farming season, start, you know, tilling the soil and putting in their seeds and getting ready. And they're saying that because of that, we could really face some high food prices in the near future.
Right.
And this is a big, big deal. We're so separated, you know, in life. We just go down to the local Publix, Walmart, ShopRite, Pathmark, wherever you go shopping to get your food and get the milk. We don't realize that all of that, before it got into the can, you know.
Somebody put it there.
Yeah. Before the yams got in that can,
yeah.
You know, that was grown in the dirt. You know what I mean? Before we bought those steaks, you know, that were cut up by the butcher and everything, that was a cow, you know, on a farm. And we're so separated from how, you know, from so many things, but in particularly from our food, the process that's involved in the food going from the farm actually to the supermarket. And we really need to just pay attention, understand, listen, this stuff is serious. CBN's reporting on this. We want you to listen up, and we're going to talk about this in a minute.
Great to see all that support there. Well, rainy weather and cooler temperatures this spring are making life tough for farmers across the country. Many have been forced to delay planting crops, and that could lead to higher prices at the grocery store. Usually crops would be growing by now in this rain-drenched field in Wisconsin.
There are a lot of fields that are really super wet right now with all the rain and more on the way.
Mark Zastrow's farm fields are on top of a hill, so they are not as likely to have standing water. But like many farmers across the country, he still faces difficulties from a wet, chilly spring.
So far this year, everybody's been behind just due to the weather. And every time it rains, they just get farther behind.
That includes delays in plowing fields, planting crops, and harvesting early spring hay. This hay field is nowhere near ready to be cut. That's bad news for his livestock, which used to eat that hay.
A lot of farmers were out of hay, so they've been buying a lot, waiting for the crop to grow, so it couldn't have been any worse.
Crops that farmers have been able to plant are emerging slowly. The latest crop report from Wisconsin's Agriculture Department shows so far only 2% of farmers report their first alfalfa cutting this year, compared to 59% last year. Some of the other crops across the country battling rainy, cool conditions include Arkansas's rice crop, Washington's cherry crop, North Carolina's peanut crop, and corn and soybean crops across the Midwest. Farmers hope dry, sunny weather is around the corner to jumpstart the growing season. They sure do. A cool, soggy spring could mean lower crop yields, higher feed costs, and higher prices at the grocery store.
Wow, this is amazing. You know, we've been talking about this, just all the different things that are happening all across the country, all across the world, but everything is so fragile. You know, we take everything for granted, but your body is fragile, the weather is fragile. It's amazing. I'm telling you, you got to trust God with everything.
Exactly.
Only a prideful person just walks in and just gets stuff and doesn't even think about
where it came from.
Yeah. And we've talked about on VFN Radio, we've played that segment, we need to probably pull it up sometime, but about the farmers and a tribute to the farmers. That was really powerful.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? Whose voice was that? Harvey or somebody?
Yeah, Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. And if you haven't heard that on The Torch, you need to look up farmers on The Torch and it'll come on up. But he paid a tribute to farmers and the hard work that they do. Most people couldn't last a day on a farm.
Oh, no.
Couldn't last
There's
a day.
There's no way.
And you think about the hard work, everything it takes. We want to pray for our farmers. We want to pray for food. Let me tell you, this is a time where you really want to be humble before the Lord. We just don't know. I mean, my concern is that our country has gone so far away from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We've taken so much for granted that. They're going to miss this opportunity. This is mercy. When we don't see judgment immediately, it's not because God forgot. You know what I mean? It's not because God forgot or he's ignoring you.
That's right.
Ignoring you. It's because he's giving, he has patience.
It's mercy.
It's mercy. He's long suffering. Why?
When you think about it, I mean, you can, like, right now, what God has spoken to us and revealed to us is just like this. This is a prophetic word in its fulfillment. This is a prophetic word. It's like God has shown us about that there's the crops are going to be more expensive. There's going to be a drought. And God even says in his word specifically that if you pay attention to my words and you put them into practice, you're like a builder who's building on a solid foundation. Mm-hmm. But whoever is listening to my words and doesn't put them into practice, he's like a foolish man. And you can read that in Matthew 7, 24 through 27. And it's just like, go on the torch. Go on the VFN torch on VFN TV and you'll see that flaming fire. And you can see this is what God has shown us is coming. This is what God is just trying to get our attention. It's just like God is speaking.
Yeah.
Pay attention. It's just like we have to listen, but not only listen, but put them into practice.
Absolutely. And that's the whole thing. I mean, believers have been listening and listening and listening and listening and listening and more listening and more listening.
But not doing.
There hasn't been any doing.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any doing. We have to listen to God's word. We need to apply God's word in our everyday life. And we need to have a dependency factor upon the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And when we stray away from God and we don't honor him and we don't do the things that we're supposed to do, then what happens? We're opening ourselves up for judgment, you know? And listen, if the crops go bad, right, and there's no food or the food that you know, if they're, this is what happens. If they grow less food, that means there's less food that goes in a truck that goes all the way to Walmart. And when you go to Walmart, instead of them being 100 cans of peas, there's maybe 50 cans of peas, which means because there's less of them,
they have to charge more.
They're going to cost more.
Right.
Listen, it's better just to be.
Or there won't be any at all.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's better just to be humble. It's better just to say, Lord, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to honor you with my tithes and my offerings. I'm not going to be, you know, like the percentage that George Barna, you know, shares. Only 3% of the church is actually tithing.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to be like the 97%. I'm going to honor you. And I'm telling you that no matter what's happening, even if there is a drought, if you are with the Lord and the Lord is with you and you've honored the Lord, believe you me, God will honor you and he will bless you. But why are we sharing this? So that you can take heed. You can be alert, and you can be in the right place with your heart. Tough times are coming. Tough times are coming. But if your hope is in the Lord, and you're right with God, he'll see you all the way through.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. That stand with us prayerfully and financially. This is partner on a monthly basis. To financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.